Until you say, I'm righteous before you. Thank you for making me right in your sight. Before you get in that realm, you will never manifest what God has given you through his Son. It'll be in your spirit, but it's laying dormant. There's no release of who you really are until you know you're righteous. Because then your confidence, the righteous are bold as a lion. When you pray for the sick, what gives you the ability to not be self-conscious and think about, like most people do, now what they're going to pray and what they're going to say and make sure it sounds good and use the right words? What's wrong with be healed? Righteousness makes you bold as a lion. It's not about you. Altar workers in this church, don't you get caught having somebody come up and tell you some terrible thing and then you think, okay, I got to sound holy, got to sound spiritual, and I got to pray right. When you pray by faith, working through love, you've prayed right. When you just look up and say, oh God, thank you, you love her. Thank you for healing her. Wonder if it's that easy. I've seen cancers removed by doing this. Jesus. Wow, there's no sweat on my brow. It's all him. It's all him. Had a lady not long ago with a tumor in her abdomen. Jesus. And God burned it out of her in 60 seconds. Jesus. I preached the word and spoke his name. I feel that. God's real. The only reason we're not seeing the reality of God because we're not believing. We're thinking it has something to do with our prayer. We're putting more faith in our ability to pray than his ability to move on what we believe. Now, that'll teach you if you'll grab that. Uh-oh, a righteous man. He deals graciously and lends. He guides his affairs with discretion. He's not living loose. Surely he will never... Uh-oh, what? Surely a righteous man... This will determine right here how strong you walk in righteousness. A righteous man will never be shaken. Why? Because he hears and does, and his house is on the rock. And the same wind that comes to the foolish comes to the wise. Don't ever forget that. Your trouble isn't your trouble. See, it's a demon war against Jesus, and you're in the middle and have the right to reflect his glory. And you're not on the enemy's side. You're on God's side, so God will make you stand. So you just trust and believe. You hear what I'm saying? And the righteous will never be, well, they'll never be, here it says, shaken. See? You'll never be shaken. Oh my God, oh my God. Because God never changes and you know that. He'll never leave you or forsake you. The righteous won't be forsaken. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears their cry. For many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, not your prayer life, your faith life, the Lord delivers them. Paul got bit by a viper. He didn't call a prayer meeting and pray in tongues. He shook the thing in the fire and kept on eating and talking because he's in fellowship and covenant with God. And he saw that God gave him a promise. These signs shall follow those that believe. They get bitten or hit by any deadly thing, it won't harm them. Shake the thing off and just keep on living. My God, a rattlesnake crawl in here and bite one of us. People that never prayed in tongues be praying in tongues. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, surround them and pray and chant and shout and quote every healing scripture come to mind because we're scared half to death they're going to turn blue and die. So our prayers and all our efforts are motivated by fear, not even faith. Wow.